Benedicte, and welcome to the Time Traveler's Tavern, where we dust off the interesting bits of medieval and Renaissance history and make more than a few bad puns. I'm Sister Mary Margaret Meadhall, and here at the tavern, we have our scribes scuttling, as the mostly harmless anchoress and I prepare our first topic to pass time in your good company. Wondering, is it possible to study history? This isn't a reference back to our traumatic school years and dark sarcasm in the classroom, but rather an honest look at can we understand history in the same sense as those who lived it. We tend to view figures in the past as their job titles, rather than who they are as individuals. Proof that the more things change, the more things stay the same, really. Can we really ever understand history? Spoiler, no. I don't think we can, but more on that in a later episode. In the meantime, the Abbey team has worked tirelessly to spread the good news of our pod with the world through Podbean, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and Podchaser. You can also contact us directly through sending us a missive to timetravelerstavernpod@gmail.com. We have a growing tavern community on the Book of Faces, that's Facebook, my children, where you can join us as a virtual person by liking and following the Time Travelers Tavern. We humbly request that on Facebook, as well in all our other shared locations, to please keep discussions respectful. With that in mind, consider these five commandments when you're making comments. Okay, so we're a little bit revisionist. We evolve or die off, right? One, be excellent unto each other. Debates and discussions are encouraged, but respect and kindness is required. You're welcome to question and disagree, but vilifying your neighbor is no pathway to reasoned discourse. We will presume folks in the tavern have the best of intentions, so please don't be a jerk and prove us wrong. 2. History can get messy. We will not tolerate any hate speech or bullying. It's difficult to be human, and we all make mistakes in the best way we know how. If we're lucky, we become aware through studying history that people have been confidently misguided by beliefs that were later proven incorrect. 3. Don't blunt the knives or bend the forks. We hates it, precious. 4. If you suspect a troll has entered the tavern, please don't feed it. Instead, alert an admin who will petition St. Anthony, the Hammer of Heretics, and the troll will be removed. 5. Please share and enjoy this community. Let us know what you'd like to learn about at the tavern, what topics you'd like to have discussed that may be of interest to other guests here, what did we do well that we can keep doing. Be mindful of your language, lest the stable boy learn new words and be smartly chastised by the anchoress. Keep all comments and requests at a PG level, please. Our inspirational music, Vibra Bimus, is used with permission by the amazingly talented Diabolicus in Musica, the official minstrels of the tavern. They offer so much more than the dulcet tones that welcome our guests to the tavern. The travels of the Diabolicus Bazaar and Sorry Party have taken them in search of the finest treasures inspired by the Silk Road. Their hand-selected wares include homeless saris ready to be adopted, shimmering silks with shiny shisha mirrors, jewelry and other bling things, and fresh made-to-order Turkish coffee. Look for the purple Vardo near the bathhouse at large events near you this summer. If you have coin, they have wares. So join us at the tavern to find where our beloved anchoress is traveling next, to share a mazer or two of mead with witty, intelligent humor that brings light to the Dark Ages and revelry to the Renaissance. Like and subscribe now on Podbeam, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, or your favorite podcatcher, and never miss an episode.